for us. What is this scandal, as you describe it?
Well, there's this overall connection between the sort of, and it's very much like the housing crisis, where there was a limitless availability of credit that drove housing prices upward and upward until finally they collapsed. We have a similar dynamic going on here, where there's sort of this bottomless well of government credit that keeps driving college costs up. And the difference here is not that it's a market-based problem. It's more that the government has limitless collection powers, so it has no fear of lending, and it continues to lend and lend and lend. And no matter how many defaults they get, they actually, some have argued that they actually make money on defaults, and they're projecting a profit of $185 billion over the next 10 years.
How do they make money on the defaults?
Through fees and penalties. So even when people default, even in, and it's not clear exactly how high the number is of defaults, but they're able to farm those accounts out to collection services. And for instance, a couple of years ago, the government projected at a recovery rate of 122% for all forms of Stafford loans that were in default. Now, this year it's a little bit lower. It's somewhere between 103 and 109%, but it's still above 100%, which gives you an indication of how easily they're able to collect from people in default.
Matt, can you explain what measures the government can take to collect as compared to other defaults on different forms of loans?
Sure. They can attach basically anything. They can attach a salary. They can attach a disability check. They can attach a tax return. They can prevent people from serving in the military. In some cases, they can prevent people from obtaining professional licenses. Basically, they have obviously all the government's tools at their disposal to fine people. So the recovery rate is much, much higher than it would be, say, for private credit cards. It's probably five or six times higher than it is for that form of consumer debt.
Your part of the power of your story is the examples. Talk about the 38-year-old attorney who had a pulmonary embolism.
Right. Yeah, this is a guy who, just a few years out of law school, had a pulmonary embolism. He became fully disabled. A few years after that, he became bedridden. He was unable to work. He started receiving disability checks, and the instant he started getting his disability checks, he noticed that the government was garnishing $170 a month from his disability checks to pay for his student loans that he obviously took out to go to law school. And this is a story that I heard. I heard a couple of similar stories. I heard a number of stories from women who wrote in saying that they didn't have children because of their student loans. I had more than